Hi, we're here today in New York City discussing important facts about coal.
One of the most plentiful fossil fuels is coal. 51% of coal is used for electricity in the U.S., which means that it is the leading source of electricity in the U.S.
Wow, but is it true that 90% of coal is in U.S. that is burned to generate electricity by the power of plants?
Yes, that is true. Also, when coal is burned, carbon dioxide is released, and a major use of coal is iron steam making.
I never knew that. I heard that coal is inexpensive compared to other fossil fuels, and electricity produced from coal is very reliable.
Yes, it is. It is also widely distributed all over the world, and it's easy to transport and reduces dependence on foreign oil. It can also be produced to ultra-clean oil.
So let me get this straight. Even though coal is so important in the U.S. and other areas in the world, miners get injured or even killed during this job? What do you have to say about this?
Yes, I do agree that mining is a dangerous job and that miners do get lung diseases from breathing in coal dust for a long period of time. And also, coal does leave behind harmful byproducts, combustion.
Is there any long-term effects that could wind up on this earth?
Yes, and a matter of fact, there is. It could leave pollution on this earth for many years. Even though coal is so important in the U.S., it contains more impurities than oil and natural gas.
So this means that coal is unclean and has a lot of pollution, right?
Right, but most power plants that burn coal take out some of these pollutants before they are released into the atmosphere. Also, burning dirty coal can create significant pollution problems.
That's terrible. Isn't coal a non-renewable source?
Yes, it is a non-renewable source, but keep in mind that power plants take out some of these pollutants before they are released.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
I'm glad I came.
I hope you learned that coal is an amazing fossil fuel, even though it has some disadvantages. Thank you for joining us live in New York City.